Good evening أو مساء الخير. I'm really يعني happy to be with you. I hope we can together discuss the subject today. هتكلم إنجليزي وعربي, okay? Okay, today يعني the topic about how to raise healthy, happy, responsible, successful kids. والسؤال لينا, what makes a good parent? Actually, they did a study, عملوا دراسات على 2,000 parents to determine which skill are most important to bringing up healthy and happy, responsible and successful kids. Of course, the result, the first point for in the result, كلنا متوقعينها. It's the right one which all know, which is giving love and affection tops the, يعني دي كانت tops the list في الدراسات دي. بس the surprise was the second. The second thing which is they found the skill to raise the good kids was to manage the stress and having good relation with the spouse. يعني to have a good marriage. كله هيلف ويرجع على good marriage. So good marriage is not important for us, but it's important for our kids too. So this is an important point. We have to put it always in our mind. We have to work to have a happy marriage so we can raise a great kids. And as I said, we all know that every kids need love. كلنا عارفين ان اولادنا اهم حاجة ليهم الحب. And it's not only love, it's the unconditional love. And I'm sure all the parents love their children and they can sacrifice their life for them. We all know that. But the problem or the point is how to show the kids our love. Is there a right way or wrong way to show our love? This actually trick. يعني كلنا مش هتلاقي parent مش بيحب أولاده. بس how they show them their love, this love, this is the important thing. طيب هو في طرق للتربية, is there any ineffecting parenting styles? Actually, there is يعني common three ineffective style plus the style which is the right one. في the drill sergeant parent أو التربية العسكرية اللي احنا بنسميها بالعربي, هليكوبتر بيرنتس اللي هم زي الطيارات كده بيحوموا حوالين اولادهم, والبرميسيف بيرنتس. سو وات ذا دريل سيرجن بيرنتس وبتعمل ايه؟ الدريل سيرجن بيرنتس دول اللي بيدوا اوردر وذاوت فريدم. يو هاف تو دو ات بيكوز اي سيد سو. اند اكشولي ذيس ا ميستيك, كومن ميستيك سبيشلي in our congregation as Egyptian congregation. أنا قلت تعملوا كذا يبقى تعملوا كذا. ليه؟ عشان أنا قلت كذا. ما هو ده المشكلة. That's wrong. This is not the good thing. This is the bad thing. I'm talking now about the wrong way of raising kids. يعني دي مش حاجة كويسة. دي الحاجة الوحشة. ما كويس إنها ما تنفعش عشان دي هتطلع ولاد بايظين بصراحة ما لهمش شخصية. So, إحنا عايزين ولادنا يبقى طالعين يعرفوا يواجهوا المجتمع حواليهم. So, إن إحنا نقول لهم order without choices and we do and ask them to do it because just we said so, this is wrong. These children, when given chance to say, to think for themselves, they don't know how to take decision because they used to somebody tell them what to do all the time. And these kids always, when they grow up, they become followers. ما عندهمش شخصية. They can follow bad or good people. يعني they don't حتى يعني يقدروا يخيروا which one is good or which one bad. Whoever around them, they can follow. And this is very dangerous way. So be careful. We don't want to be the drill sergeant parents. The helicopter parents are the parents who hover over and rescue all the time their children. they thinking because they love their children, they have to do everything for them. Like if they forget the lunchbox, I will once, oh, my daughter forgot the lunchbox, I will be in the school in like before the lunchtime to give her the lunchbox. If it's cold and they forget their jackets, I will go to give them their jackets. If the teacher give her bad numbers or bad grade, I will go and fight for her. If the kids around her began to bother her a little bit, I will go first thing and fight for her. This is not a good way. Yeah, we think this we do that because we love them, but actually we hurt them. These children, when they will grow up, they will be unequipped for the challenges of life. عشان احنا سرقنا منهم the opportunity to be to know how to defend themselves, and we we took from them the opportunity to learn how to fight, how to face that challenge in the name of love, of course. So we should be careful about that. Okay, the last one is the permissive parents. And nowadays we saw this type of parenting very much. I don't know, because maybe of our guilt, because we are so busy and we don't give them time, so we allow it. And the permissive parent اللي هم اللي بي give freedom without order. And I mean here order, يا أمل, it's not order, order يعني نظام, مش order يعني بس أوامر. I mean order بالنظام. Freedom without order, unlimited choice. يعملوا اللي هم عايزينه. They can do whatever. You can do anything you want. This is actually very, very wrong way of parenting. Very dangerous way. These kids grow up lacking self-discipline or character. And a lot of parents, I told you, we always do it because either we don't know to do anything else, or because we feel guilty because we don't spend time with them, so يعني عايزين نرضيهم. Yeah, easy. We'll not go. Yeah, that's another way. And للأسف يعني we see these kids in church around us a lot, يعني too much these days. So we need to be careful. Sometimes we don't know that this is wrong. Okay, so what's the right way parenting with love? It is parenting with love and logic. We need kindness and firmness. Remember the way of Jesus Christ when he deals with us. He's very kind, but he's firm too. Like he's when يعني not every time we ask him for something, he gives it to us all the time. If it will hurt us, he will not give it to us. So this is the right way, kindness and firmness together. Freedom with order. There is a freedom, but there is a rule we have to follow. There is a choices, but there is a limited choices. Not everything I want to do, I can do. We have to put choices for our kids depend on their age. Usually, the choices is more when they are older in age. So what we can do? I will talk about maybe three or four things. We need to do this stuff with our kids. I'll take care, make sure that we do this stuff with our kids so they can, so we can raise them in a healthy way. The first thing is thoughtful guidance. As Amal said, the kids need rules and need firm, enforceable limits. Actually, when the kids know the rule, when they know what to expect from you, they will be more comfortable because they know what to do or not what to do. Like we can't just leave them in confusion. We have to tell them, this is right, this is wrong. I expect from you to do that. I expect from you not to do that. So telling our kids what we expect is important for them. And it's establishing the house rules, it's very important for them so they can learn self-control. So when there is something they can't do it, they will know that even if they feel like they want to do it, they have to have a self-control not to do it. Some rule like the TV until homework or whatever, every house will have a different rule. No hitting, name calling, whatever. Every house have its own rule. And this rule is based on the safety of the kids and how to respect the other around. One of the important thing is to have a system in place. Like your kids should know what the consequence is. If there is first, you know what, like when we do in the Bible Quest or MCP or whatever. This is important at house and at home too. Like they know that there is a warning once, twice, maybe, and there is certain consequence after doing this thing, like maybe by taking privilege out from them or don't give them or maybe time out or whatever, depend of course on the على الاج ودepend on the severity of the mistake they do. يعني we have to be very wise in choosing the consequence. I can't give them a big consequence for small thing. So we should be very wise and we should have a system in our house. And we shouldn't punish them or give them a consequence without telling them ahead what will happen. It's very important to make it clear for them that this is the consequence and this is what will happen if they miss in certain thing. Feel free if you to ask على فكرة if you want. I'm not يعني disturbed by that. And one of the common mistake parents make always is the failure to follow through. يعني إيه؟ One time I will let it go and the other I will give them consequence and punish them. This will not work. This is very, very common mistake. All of us do it. Sometime we'll do it just to يعني نريح نفسنا كده, to have a peace of mind. I'm not in a mood to discuss it with them, so I let it go. This is one of the common mistake and bad mistake actually. لأن being consistent will teach them what we expect from them. So the second thing we need to do or need to take care of it is the communication. We should make communication a priority in our life with our children. As we said before, we can't just expect that they will say yes because I ask them to do so. We have to let them understand what I want and answer their question. Give them the chance to answer, to ask question and answer their question. يعني nothing wrong if you said, if you ask your kids to do something, ask for يعني anything in the house or outside, and will tell you why. Let them know. Actually, a parent who reason with their kids allows them to understand and learn in non-judgmental way. Very important, as we said before, to have expectation clear, and if there is a problem, to discuss it with our kids. And if we have problem, discuss it, and discuss also what we feel about it. And ask them if they have a solution. By doing so, we're not only teaching them, يعني we solve the problem, by also we teach them how to talk about problems, how to express themselves if there is a problem, and to how to express their feeling. يعني احنا مهم قوي مش بس ان احنا يعني نحل المشاكل عشان نحل المشكلة, لا, احنا بنعلمهم ازاي يواجهوا اي مشكلة, ازاي يتكلموا عن المشكلة, ازاي يظهروا احساساتهم. لما احنا نعمل كده هم هيتعلموا مننا. And invite them to ask for a solution. And actually, a lot of time, their solution is good. So take it. Don't just because they said so it's they are kids, so I ignore what they're saying. If it's a good solution, take it and do it. It's very important. The kids who practice indecision are more motivated to carry them out. Whenever you discuss something and they give you a solution, make sure that they will follow. they will do it. If you give them a solution and they are not convinced, most probably they will not do it. So this is a good way to let them, to share them with the decision, taking the decision with you. One also of the important thing we need to teach our, to do to our kids, to boost our children's self-esteem. To let them have a self-esteem, teach them to have a self-esteem. Actually, kids develop their sense of self-esteem from us, from how we talk about them, from how we show them our feeling towards them. This is how they build their self-esteem, from our tones, from our way of talking, from encouraging them. طبعاً وال opposite is dangerous too. يعني if we always comment on their mistake, always tell them you're stupid, you're whatever scary boys, scary girls, or whatever any bad thing we say, they will not have a self-esteem. So this is our responsibility. Our responsibility to take care of our tone, the word we talk to our kids. One of the important things too to encourage them and to have self-esteem is to point always to the good thing. Compliment them. But be careful, not compliment them because of what the result is, but compliment them for the effort they did for to do this stuff. Like say if ask them if they have a hard homework, math homework or something. I don't have to wait till they feel, yani if they are not able to do all the math problem, it's okay. But I have to compliment what the effort they did, they put till they reach the result. Even if not 100% right, but they did the effort. So I always need to compliment their effort. لازم أشجع اللي هم يعني المجهود اللي بيعملوه مش مهم النتيجة إيه حتى لو النتيجة سلبية even if it is not positive 100% I still have to compliment the effort they did. كمان من الحاجات اللي بتبوست السلف استيم is giving them responsibility and be wise, give the responsibility according to the age. يعني I don't come and give my three-year-old child responsibility بتاعت مثلا 12 years old. I will not helping him, I'm not helping him or her. I'm putting her in pressure and بالعكس they will not be able to do it, so they will be upset and discouraged. So always give the right responsibility for the right kids and right age. You know your kids. Even if they are same in the same age, maybe you have the kids are the same age, but one of them can do something and the other can't. So put in your mind what your kids can do and ask for them to do it. And at the end, encourage the effort they put to do this responsibility. This will help them to have a self-esteem. زي ما قلنا بالعكس, bad comment and always mention the mistake, and actually the common mistake we do as Egyptian too is comparing the kids with other. Like with always like see your cousin مش عارفة جاب نمرة قد ايه وانت ما جبتش النمرة دي, بص فلان الفلاني عمل ايه حتى لو حاجة كويسة راح الكنيسة بدري and وانت مش قادر تقوم البيت. So don't compare your kids, even if you, يعني I know we want, يعني our what we want is a good thing, but don't. This is always bringing negative, very negative effect. So comparing our children to other, calling them name like stupid or whatever, this is bad thing, and we shouldn't do it at all. Should be, يعني shouldn't mention خالص في البيت. And I know all of us. Sometimes we guilt by doing this stuff. So put it in your mind. We are here to remind each other. I know that you know all this stuff, but we are here to remind each other with what we should do. So when we remember, we tried for a time to do the right thing. We will forget after that, but we'll hopefully somebody will remind us again. And it's important when your kids make a mistake, يعني we don't make it the end of the world. It's okay. All of us make mistakes. And let them know that it's okay to have mistake. And actually, the mistake, we usually learn from our mistake more than from any other thing. So مهم قوي ان احنا نعلم اولادنا ان اوكي ان هو يغلط وبعدين ما ننفجرش في وشهم اول لما يقولوا لنا حاجه غلط عملوها. Okay, one of the good point, and we usually we forget about it, is to catch our kids being good. Like كده كل واحد يفكر كده في نفسه. When the last time he said something good comment to his son or daughter. يعني حطوا نفسكم, put yourself in their situation. Say you are in your work and your boss always mention your mistake. You do a lot of good thing, but he mention always your mistake. How you feel? It's frustration. You will be frustrated. So always put yourself in your kid's situation when you do something with him or with her. So you need to mention the good thing. Like at least every day you have to mention one or two things your kids did it right. يعني look at it, search for it. يعني مثلا هنا الاكزامبل محطوط, لو انت I watch مثلا, ممكن اقول your kids I was watching you play with your sister and you were very patient. يعني just this comment will help him or her to be always patient with his sister or brother. So always search for the good thing about your kids, and always praise it every day. Praise something at least for your kids. كمان we need to be generous in the reward. Usually in our kids, they like more than the reward, material reward, hugging with kissing and taking care of them. يعني اللي هو touch والhug بالنسبة لهم دي the first reward. It's better than giving them be all the day outside and at the end bringing with you chocolate or something. So be generous in this reward. Another point it's important is to see your child's transgression or mistake from your child's point of view. يعني دايما احنا بن assume we are right and they're always wrong. But usually when the kids act out, this means something. Doesn't mean they are bad. It does mean they are stressed. They're something, they have pain, they have problem. There is something wrong. They can't express their feeling, so they act out. So it's very important when your kids act out, not to just يعني yell at them and begin to ask them why you're doing so, but think about it and take them step by step and see why they are, what's wrong with them. If they act out, that means there is something wrong. And the wise parent will search for what's wrong with their kids instead of yelling at them or give them punishment or consequences without knowing why they're doing this action. And I'm sure you all experience this stuff. Even actually the adult. But هو usually في maturity, يعني المفروض ان احنا more mature, so we don't express our stress or if we have problem, we can't express it, we express it in acting out. But usually, or not usually, sometime, if the maturation is not complete, we do as adults the same. Like we may come very angry from the work or something, and we yell in the house and for no reason. So if that can happen with us, it's always happening with our kids. So this is science to take care of your kids and see what's wrong with them. دي بقى المشكلة الأبدية. And the important thing is that we need to make time for our kids. There is nothing kids would like and need more than spend quality time with their parents. You may think they will like a toy, they may like anything, candy or so, but actually they need you. They need to spend quality time with you. And it's very healthy to have at least one day to spend with your kids in a different way. And it will be good if you ask them to plan this day. This is something healthy, and the kids like it too much, and actually will benefit you as much as they will benefit him or her, your children. We need it as much as they need it. So, please try to always have time. I know it's very busy around and everyone working, maybe one or two jobs or stuff, but it's very important. It's rewarding and it's important for both of us. كمان attending the concert or games, ممكن نقول الولد صغير في first grade, مش مهم لو أنا missed أو حتى أصغر عنده لسه 4-5 سنين. If it's not important, if كفاية مامته أو تروح معاه الجيم ولا حاجة. Actually, it makes a lot of difference for the kids if both parents, and كمان لو في sibling to attend the game or the whatever concert or whatever activity they do. It's very important. It's not like, sometime when we are busy in our work, we see that we do something more important than a game. بس الحقيقة what they feel is different. At least if we can do every time, at least make it more often to attend this activity. Okay, as you see in this picture, every action the mother will do, the daughter will do, and the father and son will do the same action. And this is the reality. Your kids learn a lot about how to act by watching their parents. So we have to be careful. Before we act, when we are angry in front of them, we have to think about, is that how you want your child to behave when angry? عارفين الكلمة اللي بنقولها, أولادنا بيربونا? Yeah, but not in a bad way. They discipline us because we want them to be disciplined, so we should the right thing in front of them so they will be good. So هم أولادنا بيربونا فعلا. إحنا بنقولها بالتريقة بمعنى تاني, بس هو فعلا ده الحقيقة. If we want our kids to be good, we have to be good too. First actually, مش too. إحنا الأول to be good. حتى as a servant في Sunday school. Servant في Sunday school, he can't just say anything and do another thing outside. Whatever he says, or whatever he said inside Sunday school, he has to act it out. What about the parent? If we can say, ask a servant to do that, what about the parents? So a lot of time, and I'm experiencing, and I'm sure you all did, that we usually think about something, then we don't do it, because if we do it, our kids will think, will have a wrong, will look at us in a wrong way. So be careful, please. We can't ask them not to lie if we lie. We can't ask them, عندكم الإكزامبل الشهير اللي هو بالتليفون, when somebody call will tell them, قول له ماما وبابا مش موجودين. So we are lying. How come after we ask them to say that, we ask them not to lie? They learn not from word, from our words, they learn from our action. So we need to model the trait you wish to see in your kids. Respect. If you want them to be respectful, you have to be a respectful one. Honesty, kindness, not to be angry, not to throw stuff. This is one of the things too, when a lot of people, when they are angry, they throw something. And if the kids do the same, they will yell at them. We can't ask our kids except to do what we do. The last thing, or almost the last thing, it's your responsibility to teach children God's word. So what's our aim, all of us, in this life? It's to have a place in heaven. So if this is our aim, this is what I pray for myself and for my kids, so I have to do something. My responsibility is to teach my kids the Bible, the word of God. Contrary to popular belief, the home, not the church, has been entrusted with the primary responsibility of teaching children the Bible. I'm not saying that all what I do, I bring my kids to Sunday school and church. No, this is not my responsibility. My responsibility is to teach them at home by having always a step ahead of them. It's not hard. Even if I'm not very deep spiritually, I have to be for them. I have to read ahead of them so I can read with them. I have to take a head step from them so I can help them. And this is my responsibility, not the church responsibility. The church may be betaked what they learn at home. But we can't, يعني قدام ربنا, in front of God, God will ask me what I did, if I taught my kid the Bible and his word and the right from the wrong or not. So the church is assistant, but it's not the main. It's my responsibility. And as I told you, it's not hard. I just have to take step ahead of them, and this is good for us, actually. And we learn because of them. Okay, this verse, actually, in the Bible, it's very important. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So, this is الوصية بتاعت ربنا. So, whatever, sometimes we say, if I don't provoke my children to anger, so I leave them do whatever they do. No, this is God asks us. They ask us to discipline them. But it's important to not provoke them to anger. Anybody have idea what to provoke our children to anger? How we can provoke our children to anger? Yeah, this is one of the things. If you ask them to do stuff, they are not able to do. What else? Actually, a lot of the stuff we said already. Yes. ده بنغيظه. This is احنا كده, we put him to anger. Provoke them to anger. So when we say, you have to do it because I said so, this is wrong. And Nancy said the other thing, which when we compare them to other, actually, احنا بنحطمهم خالص. We provoke, مش بس provoke them to anger, we put them down. They don't have any self-esteem in themselves. So be careful. A lot of things. Actually, we should treat our kids the way you expect others to treat us. Even though they are children, we still, as we want others to treat us, we should treat our children. We should respect them, give them chance to talk. We should ask their opinion. We should respect their opinion, even if it's not right. We can clarify the right thing, but not just like prevent them from express their opinion or their feeling. And actually express the feeling is something very important for the parent to teach their kids. Usually this begin in like when they are 3 or 4 years, they don't know how to express their feeling. احنا بنلاقيها هنا في Sunday school مثلا, الولاد في الفصل pre-K, when somebody مثلا بيلعبوا بجيم ولا حاجة together, and one of the kids take something, they will come and hit the kids, other kids. He doesn't want to hate him. He's angry or upset, but he can't say that I am upset. It's very important to teach him to go to tell him, you did that because you are upset. So he will know this is the feeling he has. So it's very important to teach our kids how to express their feeling. If we don't teach them from when they are young, actually they grow up, they do as I said, like they act out and they don't know why they're acting out. They have some certain feeling, but they don't know, so they act out. Older kids, actually, this is something we need to work on it. يعني هو في طبعا personality بطبعتهم they don't express their feeling for anybody. But at least they should have one person at home they can express their feeling to. يعني it would be healthy if مثلا your son or your daughter express his feeling or her feeling to you or to her dad. But not خالص ده is not wrong. We have to encourage them and tell them it's okay. وبعدين أهم حاجة sometimes they don't express their feeling because when they said something بالنطة كده عليهم like we just يعني reaction بتاعنا بيscare them. So they don't do it again. So be careful when your kids say something to not have expression in your face that this is يعني مصيبة ولا it's something awful they did or they feel. Usually يعني naturalize your feeling and your expression when you listen to your kids. This is very important. And يعني you try to do it when they are young, but حتى لو ما عملتيهاش وهم young, there is a chance still. Usually if we did mistake or we didn't know something and we didn't do it and we want to begin it while our kids are older little bit, it's okay. The only thing we need is to sit with them and clarify it to them. Tell them, you know, I was wrong when I did that. I now learned that this is the right thing and from now on, I will try to do it. So forgive me for the past time and let's work together by doing this whatever. It's very important. لأن الحقيقة إن إحنا يعني مثلا my generation, we didn't have the chance to learn all this stuff when we are young. يعني إحنا اللي عمل مجهود learned by himself or herself or يعني عمل يعني أنا مثلا عشان تعلمت أكتر لما دخلت الـ FMP والحاجات دي but actually يعني we learn from our parents yes but still we did a lot of mistake. Nothing wrong to say to take يعني to gather or to tell our whoever all the children or one of the child and tell them you know I was doing something wrong forgive me and you know what I learned the right thing from now on we'll work together to do it. يعني never too late. And they understand. We actually, when they are older, they understand. Yes. Actually, it's a very good thing to be friend with your kids. But with a limit. يعني friend, but parent still. يعني friend that I can listen to everything, I can do everything, but still I'm parent has respect and like authority of parent. Sometimes the people confuse this part. And because they are friends, so they let them do whatever they want. So friendship, but with authority and with respect as a parent, so they can listen to us. I guess I'm done. If there is any question or any comment, I'm open to. Okay, thank you.